Chapter 21, Health Publications. Circulation of Health Publications. The circulation of our health publications is a most important work. It is a work in which all who believe the special truths for this time should have a living interest. God desires that now as never before the minds of the people shall be deeply stirred to investigate the great temperance question and the principles underlying true health reform. Religion and health. True religion and the laws of health go hand in hand. It is impossible to work for the salvation of men and women without presenting to them the need of breaking away from sinful gratifications which destroy the health, debase the soul, and prevent divine truth from impressing the mind. Review and Herald, November 12, 1901. Health reform and entering wedge. The gospel of health has able advocates, but their work has been made very hard because so many ministers, presidents of conferences, and others in positions of influence have failed to give the question of health reform its proper attention. They have not recognized it in its relation to the work of the message as the right arm of the body. While very little respect has been shown to this department by many of the people and by some of the ministers, the Lord has shown His regard for it by giving it abundant prosperity. When properly conducted, the health work is an entering wedge, making a way for other truths to reach the heart. When the third angel's message is received in its fullness, health reform will be given its place in the councils of the conference, in the work of the church, in the home, at the table, and in all the household arrangements. Then the right arm will serve and protect the body. Volume 6, page 327. Health literature, the helping hand of the gospel. Our health literature is the helping hand of the gospel, opening the way for the truth to enter and save many souls. I know of nothing which so quickly unlocks hearts as this literature, which, when read and practiced, leads souls to the searching of the Bible for a better understanding of the truth. Canvassers should bring the health publications to the notice of those they visit, telling them how useful they are in the treatment of disease. Manuscript 113, 1901. Arrests attention. Publications upon health reform will reach many who will not see or read anything upon important Bible subjects. The truth must come to the people upon health reform. This is essential in order to arrest the attention in regard to Bible truth. God requires that His people shall be temperate in all things. Unless they practice temperance, they will not, cannot be sanctified through the truth. Their very thoughts and minds become depraved. Many of those looked upon as hopelessly depraved will, if properly instructed in regard to their healthful practices, be arrested with the truth. Then they may be elevated, ennobled, sanctified, fit vessels for the Master's use. Go with your hands full of proper reading matter and your hearts full of the love of Christ for their souls, reaching them where they are. Remove prejudice. I have been shown that in giving attention to this branch of the work, you remove a large amount of prejudice from many minds that has barred the way to their receiving the truth and reading the publications setting forth the truth which we believe. This matter must not be passed over as non-essential, for nearly every family needs to be stirred up on this question and their consciences aroused to be doers of the Word of God in practicing self-denial of appetite. When you make the people intelligent on the question of health reform, you have prepared the way for them to give attention to present truth for these last days. Said my guide, educate, educate, educate. The mind must be enlightened, for the understanding is darkened just as Satan would have it to be, because he can find access through perverted appetite to debase the soul. I am informed by my guide, all who believe and proclaim the truth should not only practice health reform, but teach it diligently to others. This will be a strong agency in calling the attention of the unbelieving to consider that if we are intelligent upon this subject in regard to healthful diet and practices, we would be sound on the subjects of Bible doctrine. Manuscript 1, 1875. The Lord calls for workers to enter the canvassing field. He desires the books upon health reform to be circulated. Much depends upon the question of health reform. Manuscript 174, 1899. Let young men and young women take our books on healthful living and go out among the people doing their utmost to advance the work of health reform. There are many in the world who are anxious to know more in regard to these principles. Letter 154A, 1900. Great need for this light. The people are in sad need of the light shining from the pages of our health and temperance journals. God desires to use these journals as mediums through which flashes of light shall arrest the attention of the people and cause them to heed the warning of the message of the third angel. Ministers can and should do much to urge the circulation of the health journals. Every member of the church should work as earnestly for these journals as for our other periodicals. There should be no friction between the two. The circulation of the health journals will be a powerful agency in preparing the people to accept these special truths that are to fit them for the soon coming of the Son of Man. Review and Herald, November 12, 1901. A permanent part of our literature. Health reform will reach a class and has reached a class that otherwise would never have been reached by the truth. There is a great necessity for labor being put forth to help the people, believers and unbelievers, at the present time by health talks and health publications. I cannot see why the health book should not have a permanent place, as well as the other publications, notwithstanding human prejudices to the contrary. Letter 25A, 1889.